CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari, on demand for your convenience. Welcome to another episode, Friday.
Hello, potty friends. What up, players? Friday feels. What a week, Adam. Do you remember on Monday morning before 6 a.m. I said to you, it's been a long week?
Yeah, and it hadn't started yet.
And we're now at the end.
It is all a bit of a blur this week. Well, we had, starting today, Casey Barnes we had on. We had Merrick Watts and Sabrina Frederick on some point
Wednesday,
this week.
We had Kate Sobrano. Mama Kate.
Breakfast with the Stars.
Pretty much. I mean, it's just, yeah, how we roll these days. What else happened this week?
Well,
what did you do for Taste Test Tuesday, by the way?
Oh, I ate one of the chilies from the plant you gave
me. Was it spicy?
Pretty spicy, although I don't think it's quite ripe yet, but they're staying green. They're supposed to go a dark brown.
Yeah.
I mean, it tastes good, and it was really crunchy. Like, you could really hear through the mic as well how loud the crunch was. Real crisp.
I got to go back and listen.
Yeah.
So I missed it, obviously.
You can win prizes if you listen to the end.
I know. So make sure you listen to the end to find out what.
Today we had Simon Astley on for Friday Live. And, yeah, as I said, Casey Barnes, who dat was with Jack Nicholson. That was interesting.
So I actually read Bossman Jerry's bio thing that he did in the, you know, that radio paper we get?
Jock's Journal. Does he have a bio in that?
Funny thing. Two funny things. One, The Shining, he's in that movie?
Jack Nicholson, yeah.
Is this one of his favourite movies? And number two, it was like, what's a pet peeve? And it was like when people sing in a radio station and they don't know how to sing or like they can't sing. And I was like, I sing every day. It was pretty funny.
On and off air.
Yeah.
I'll be like, Ari, so in this talk break, I want it. And you'll be like, can we just? I'm like, Ari. Oh, no, every...
Yeah,
every
but
song?
I want to enjoy the music. Let me live a little. Anyway, it was really funny that is one of his pet peeves. And then he gave us a breakfast show. That's all I do.
Where do you find this bio in Jock's journal? Was it in a particular journal?
Oh, I was feeding his fish.
So he had a copy at home.
He's got no. His fish are here.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Go to his office. Go when you go look in his...
And he's got an old Jock's journal page.
Pin-up board.
He's got an old page there of himself.
It's a write-up of all things Bossman.
Ah.
Yeah, go check it out, players.
I want a copy,
Oh, my God, we can photocopy it. Yeah, for sure.
We'll just take a picture on the phone. It's quicker. I never photocopy. Like Jock's journal, we've only got one copy of Jock's journal and I use it, but I just take pictures of it with my phone.
It's so much easier.
Photocopy is all the way downstairs. Can't be bothered. Especially
when you've been to the gym. It's real hard.
That's right. Anyway, enjoy today's show. Listen till the very end.
For a secret surprise.
If you want a secret surprise / prize. A freebie.
Secret surprise.
Yeah, something for free.
For free.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all.
Do you have $120 million in your bank account right now?
It looks like I do because I'm dressed so fancy. But I didn't get a ticket, for this Powerbowl last night. Wasn't it like the second biggest ever Powerbowl for Tasmanians or something I heard on the news? Something like that. It was massive.
Yeah, well, I mean, 120, that's a lot of million. Yeah. 120 million.
Precisely. We've got a question up on the Facebook at CFM Tasmania. Would you tell anyone if you won it?
I'd like to know, would you tell anyone if you won it?
No, I don't think I would.
To be honest, I don't think I would either.
No.
I feel like dynamics of friendships and relationships, even family ships, would all change if you had 100, I think it's different if you earned and worked really hard for all your millions.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself if you won the Powerbowl.
No, I think that the family then would react and friends would be a bit different about it.
Yeah, they'd be like...
And it's not like you'd be like, oh, yeah, like I got $120 million in my bank account. Yeah. Like people might not know how much you have, but when you just straight up win...
Yeah, but also if you've earned it, people will be a bit more like... Well, you don't really have to give it to me because you've earned it. Whereas Powerbowl is like, you have to give me some. You didn't even earn it.
You just bought a ticket and then you won. And I bought a ticket and I didn't win. So now you have to share yours with me. Yeah, I feel like people would definitely
Don't you just hate friends and family?
I love my family and my friends.
I did load the page up. I considered briefly. I've never bought a lotto ticket in my life. I considered it and then I was like, nah.
Have you never bought a lotto ticket in your life?
Because I know that the one time I do, I'll win it all.
Ah, you should have done that one then. 120 million. Imagine the merchandise we could buy for the coast.
I could buy this radio station, the entire Grand Broadcasters and ARN network. You know, we could run it our way.
You would do something like that, wouldn't you?
Probably.
Anyway, how exciting. I did buy a couple tickets. Haven't checked them yet.
You could be one of these stories. A Turner's Beach woman has won, but they can't find her.
I got it through the app, so they could definitely find me.
Well, apparently the one, the Ulverston person that won, that they couldn't track, they had a contact number. It was registered, but they couldn't contact them on the number that was registered with or something.
Oh,
that's what I read.
Yeah, you gotta make sure when you sign up for things and memberships and all that kind of stuff, you keep your details current.
Because it could be worth millions.
It could be worth millions.
All right, Backstreet Boys to kick us off this morning. Just about to go 10 past 6. Adam and Ari on CFM Morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
It certainly does. Larger than life, Backstreet Boys, 13 past 6 on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Ari, I finally got back to the gym yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, proud of you, ads. What'd you do? 5K, 10K?
Well, I just did 4K, but it was one of the interactive sessions on the treadmill where it changes the hill.
Incline
on you and all that.
Yeah.
So back and forth and all that.
And how did it feel? Because have you gone to the gym since you had COVID?
Oh, that's a good question. I think so, but not too many times. But yeah, I did when I was at the hotel in Hobart. I went on the treadie, but yeah, I was a bit worried for a bit about those brain zaps from the Lexapro withdrawals, but they've subsided mostly. So I went back in there, it was fine. I didn't seem to affect them, and it was
did you sleep
session.
Better?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, come on, ads.
I think my bedding needs to be washed, to be honest.
When was the last time you washed your bedding?
No way of knowing. How's your fitness journey going?
Oh, I have started PTs with my friend Lou and with our trainer, lovely Tamika. It's so much fun, honestly. I think my abs get more of a workout than anything because I just laugh the whole entire time. Because I laugh when I'm in pain, especially at the gym. So it has and will be so much fun to continue. But we did leg day on Wednesday, right? It's now Friday. Tamika's like, oh, how are you guys feeling? Like, make sure you go for a swim, have magnesium, you know, like have a bath and like, you know, have heaps of protein, heaps of water, lots of sleep so like your muscles can recover. I'm like, yeah, we're doing it all. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Until last night.
But I saw you yesterday before last night. You were struggling up the stairs.
I was struggling a little bit.
Right, so it got worse.
It got worse. Probably around 3-4 o'clock, and then I was on the couch watching some Grey's Anatomy and went to get up at like 6 to go to bed, and I couldn't move.
Yeah, and you've got some kind of audio diary for us?
Well, I sent Lou a message because I was like, I'm stuck.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I just decided to just stay there for another 40 minutes to hope it helps because I couldn't get off the couch. And I was like, I have to share this with Lou because if this happens again, I'm going to need her to come over to pull me off the couch. Like, SOS, emergency contact.
Well, this is what you sent her.
Just an update. I just.
Confirmed you do laugh when you're in pain.
Had to roll off the couch. I officially can't move, let alone walk. So this is a good start.
Well, you rolled off the couch and what did you do then? You just
I had a slug on the ground. Like I had my legs up on the couch, right?
Mm.
On like a puffet thing, whatever they're called, like a leg rest thing. And Santi was next to me, but she was fast asleep. So I was trying not to disturb her and try and get off the couch, which meant I couldn't actually roll. So it would have been so much easier if someone was standing like in the gap and just pulled me up a little bit to help me out. But obviously,
What was Santi doing the whole time? Licking your face? That's what usually they do?
Yeah, no, she's just snoring. And I was like, I really don't want to wake her because we've had a swim, we've had a walk. She's tired now. We've had a bath.
Yeah, and you were extra struggling because there was no one in the house, as you explained to your friend.
There's no one in the house to help me.
Did you end up off the couch? I mean, you're here right now this morning. You must have moved.
I literally crawled. Like, I was like a dead fish. I just flopped onto my stomach. And then back again to, like, crawl and roll off the couch. And you know when you're in pain when you and your muscles are sore, when you fall asleep and you wake up in the exact same position. That never happens to me.
Even your subconscious doesn't want to move.
Yeah, my subconscious was like, do not do it.
This is CFM, your fit music station.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
24 past 6 on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Ari, your mum's coming down soon.
I know. And my cousin next Thursday.
Next Thursday? Is she going on the air or what?
Well, they can't come into the studio, can they?
That's
right. We can't have visitors.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And my cousin's pretty funny. I'm literally a combination of them put together.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What, your mum and your cuz?
Yeah, because my cousin's older than me because my mum's the youngest of 10.
Mm.
So my cousin's like older than me.
Yeah.
And I hung out with her a fair bit.
She taught you everything you know.
Yeah, pretty much.
She's responsible for all this.
Yep, you know it.
You probably wouldn't be embarrassed by this. You'd love it. But there's a clip that's gone viral from the news. It was ABC in Ohio, America. A fella, he's getting ready to do his little news report, and his mum passes by. Have a listen.
This is my mum. Hold on.
I'm trying to work right now. You over there calling my phone. This is D'Angelo. You can say hi.
D'Angelo.
And don't be holding up traffic because you got cars behind you.
Trying to do a news report.
Why would you be embarrassed about that? The best. Aunt Mum's just the best.
Mm.
Would you? You'd be embarrassed, wouldn't you?
I don't think my mum wouldn't shout, "Hi, baby."
My mum for sure would shout. She'd go, "Hi, Snoopy."
Yeah.
And I'd be like, "Hello, Snoopy."
Might be good. Might go viral. Get a bit of attention for the program.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? So, Petra, if you're listening, please. Yelling to those mics, "Hi, baby." We could go international.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Have you seen Joe Biden's eyes?
They're dark.
They're black.
It's freaking you out, isn't it?
Well, because I'm on the side of the desk where I can see the TV, and he's on the TV a lot this morning because of the Ukraine stuff. But his eyes are so black.
I think they're contacts. It's scare tactic.
He's done it on purpose, you reckon?
To make everyone listen.
I think he's, like, on medication or something because he's so...
Medication, scare tactics, or he's not really human.
Oh, you've said that, not me. Send your complaints in, CFM Tower. Up next... At 1-300-655-922, we'll play Who Dat.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Can you tell the difference? We have a $50 voucher up for grabs today for Prize Giving Friday. You'll be in the draw to win it to Mind Games Bernie. $50 voucher could be yours, but you need to get it right.
The phone number's 1-300-655-922. Got three clips to play for you. You've got to guess which one of the three clips is Jack Nicholson. This one particularly requested by Boss Man Jerry. He said he was really looking forward to the Jack Nicholson one. So I thought,
This one goes out to you on the East Coast, Boss Man.
So A, B or C, which one of these three clips is the real Jack Nicholson? This is clip A.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Ooh. Or is it clip B?
You know, Robbo, now I have one for every decade.
Or is it clip C?
It's an unusual choice of occupation.
Which one of these three clips is Jack Nicholson? You know who Jack is, don't you?
No.
You don't know who he is.
Let me just go.
The Shining?
Oh, that's his favourite movie.
Who, Jerry?
Yeah.
Ah.
The write-up in one of our things. He had to say one of his favourite movies, and that's
there
in it.
There you go. Well,
oh, yeah, I know who did that.
That's why you wanted the Jack Nicholson. 1-300-655-922 if you think you know which of those three clips is Jack Nicholson. This is Amy Shark. We're Adam and Ari. Morning.
Oh, my God. This man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Who dat?
Robert from Ulverston's on to play Who Dat. Robert, are you a Jack Nicholson fan?
Not really.
Oh, but you think you know which of these three clips is...
I know which one it is, yeah.
All right, I'll run them again for you. This is clip A.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Clip B.
No, Robbo, now I have one for every decade.
And clip C.
It's an unusual choice of occupation.
All right, Robert, which one is the real Jack Nicholson?
I'm going to take a stab and take clip A.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Sorry, Robert, that's Jim
Sorry.
Carrey.
No worries.
He's doing an impression. Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
Wait. Daryl from Devonport is on. We've narrowed it down to clip B and C, Daryl. I'll play him again for you. This is clip B.
You know, Robbo, now I have one for every decade.
And this is clip C.
It's an unusual choice of occupation.
Daryl, which one is the real Jack Nicholson?
B.
B?
B.
You know, Robbo, now I have one for every decade.
Mate, I'm sorry. That's Robin Williams.
Oh.
Thanks for playing, Daryl.
That's all right.
Cheers, mate.
See ya.
Now, do we go to the next caller by default or no one wins?
Yeah, default.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Nicole.
Nicole, where are you from?
Devonport.
Nicole from Devonport. We only have one clip left. It's clip C.
It's an unusual choice of occupation.
Which, so you've won.
Yeah, which clip do you think it is? Is it C?
Even better.
Were you going to say C anyway?
Pardon?
Were you going to say C, clip C?
I was going to say C, yeah.
Ah,
see,
we believe you. So
we believe you.
Congratulations, you're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Mind Games, Bernie.
Thank you.
More than welcome. Hang there and we'll grab your deets.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
We're at 1-300-655-922. That's where Roz has given us a call. G'day, Roz. How are you?
Good. I'm just ringing up. I live in the Harbour Way, Morris Avenue area, and there's been a caravan fire and there's smoke everywhere.
Oh,
so
right.
I just want to advise everyone to avoid the area and shut their windows because it's very toxic.
Yeah, thanks so much for your call.
Thank you for your call.
What's the area again?
Harbour Way and Morris Avenue area.
Yeah. Thanks so much for letting us know and letting everyone else know. Appreciate that.
That's okay. No worry.
Now, before we move on with the show, Ari's got me worried about Who Dat.
Yeah, I'm convinced that...
Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl actually did say C, but I knew we were in the moment and I was like running out of time.
Let's listen.
B.
B?
B.
No.
I swear the signal sounds like a burr.
B.
B?
B.
No.
It almost sounds like D.
It almost sounds like D.
Yeah, well, let's run it again.
B.
B?
Say.
No. See, I listened to this off air when you did mention it and it sounded like C to me and now it's sounding like B again.
Yeah, it's
we
moving.
The options need to be A, B or K so they don't sound alike. B and C sound too similar.
True.
But, I mean, if Daryl wants to call back and give his details, we'll pop him in the draw too out of the benefit of the doubt.
Yep, I agree.
One
for
more.
Sure.
We'll run it one more.
B.
B?
B.
No.
See, now I'm hearing B. It's one of those internet illusions. We could go viral with this. Do you hear B or C?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
That's Kylie Minogue on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. The debate rages on. We played Who Dat just before. And I thought Daryl called in and chose option B. And Ari said, no, I think he said C. And this is what he said.
C.
B.
C.
No.
And it rages on. Tiff from Studley's on the line. How are you going, Tiff?
Good. I was just listening to you guys being so confused over what Daryl from Devonport said.
Yeah. What do you think, B or C?
I'm certain it is C for cat.
Yeah,
see,
okay.
That's what I thought when I heard it the first time.
I've heard that every time you've replayed it, too.
Okay.
Okay, so we're just losing our minds.
Yeah, we
that's okay, right. Okay, so Daryl.
If Daryl's
we
there.
We'll pop you in the drawer. Just give us a call back with your number.
The verdict's in. He said C.
Definitely C, yep.
Okay.
Thanks, Tiff.
Have a great day, guys.
You too, Tiff.
Thanks, Tiff. Bye. Good old Tiff from Studley. Gotta love her.
Day in history, thing that happened
thousands of years ago.
Bow, bow, wow.
Alrighty, 25th of Feb today, Ari. Let's have a look.
Okay.
You don't sound too keen.
Nah, I'm keen.
Okay. Alrighty, it was on this day in 1961 that trams in Sydney ran for the last time. And actually the year before is when they stopped in Hobart. So trams around the country were starting to dry up.
There were trams in Hobart?
Yeah, I thought you might not know about that.
Were there seriously trams in Hobart?
Yeah, up till 1960. So some of the, if you go down there and you know which streets used to have them, you'll see, oh, I understand how this used to have trams on this road sort of thing. Yeah, so some of the roads are designed to have a tram in the middle of them down there.
Had no idea. Mm. Wow, cool.
The tram scene in Australia looks
bring
like
them back.
Dried up in the early 60s, but yeah, why not? They definitely need more public transport options down there.
Well, I mean, the e-scooters are looking like a no, so bring back a tram.
The more time goes on with those scooters, the more I'm starting to lean towards no. Maybe like
so much fun.
Make it okay for people to have their own scooter, but the companies would sit them out there and they charge a fortune for them and they up the price whenever they feel
you're
like.
You're salty, aren't you?
Well, I liked them, but now I'm just liking them less by the day.
So bring back a tram.
Yeah, and allow people to have their own personal scooters, but just those ones that sort of clutter the footpaths. I don't know. Anyway, on this day in 1992, Who magazine launched in Australia?
Truth, integrity, and a little gossip.
A little gossip.
That's from the ad in the 90s. On this day in 1998, Pamela Lee had her husband Tommy Lee arrested on battery charges. Have you seen this Pam and Tommy show that's out?
No.
It's almost like, I don't know if it's sort of like a comedy. Seth Rogen's in it and stuff, but there's one real weird scene where he's talking to his doodle.
Comedian Jason Mantzoukas will play the voice of, wait for it, Tommy's penis.
We're saying something we're not supposed to be saying.
The miniseries depicts a conversation between man and, well, manhood, and the whole thing is based on an actual excerpt from Tommy's 2005 autobiography.
It's like one of the first scenes I saw from it too, and I was so confused. I was like, what is this? The doodle's moving and its mouth's moving, and it's so weird, honestly, because it's a biography about someone, but then this. But I didn't know it was in his book, so it's accurate, I suppose. That actually happened.
Weird.
Apparently. On this day in 2001, Sir Donald Bradman died at age 92. You remember Don Bradman? We talked about him this week.
Yep.
What does he do?
Yep. Cricket.
Yeah, she's done it. She has done it.
I'm nervous of saying sport now because I said it at the wrong time.
You thought
yesterday.
Fidel Castro was a sporting
well,
star.
I saw you had your button on cricket and I was like, I don't even know what you're saying, but go sport.
Yeah, Fidel Castro, champion batsman. Bit of an all-rounder Castro, really. He played for the Cuban team. On this day in 2020, a troop of baboons escaped from a medical research facility in Sydney. On Twitter, New South Wales police said officers and wildlife handlers quickly brought the situation under control and they joked, please let them do their job and don't be tempted to pry, mates. That's history.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Are you feeling fancy?
Feeling fancy.
You got your gorilla coat on, which
yeah,
is quite fancy. And a little
but
white
it's
dress.
It's because the aircon is on, Adam, and
I love
it's freezing.
It. I love it. Nice and cool. That's my style.
On Fancy Fridays, there's a bit of a war in here because Adam's suited up and has long sleeves on today, which means you get hot, so you need the aircon on. But then my arms and legs are bare, so I get cold.
And I'm winning at the moment because the aircon's still on. But you
I'll let you have it.
You went in for this Powerball last night.
I did.
You're a winner or what? Are you extra fancy with all that cash? Or I mean, you're already a household name and rich. You probably don't need
whatever.
It.
Big announcement. I'm not one of the two winners.
Really?
No, I'm not. But I did win like $10, $20 or something.
You can buy another one, can't you?
Pretty sure that is how it works, for sure.
We do have the question up on our Facebook page, at CFM Tasmania is where you can find it. Would you tell anyone if you won the Powerball? Harvey said only my dealer would know. I assume he means his car dealer. He'd
probably for sure.
Buy a Porsche or something is what he means.
Yeah, I think so.
Joshua said maybe I'll buy a new shirt from Kmart. So Joshua, it wouldn't change him.
No.
Still the same old Joshua that we love, we know and love, eh?
This is Joshy Baker.
Joshua Aird, actually.
Okay.
There are many Joshuas on the northwest coast.
All Joshuas.
Becky Hill, Adam and Ari, CFM, 12 past 7.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
I don't know, Ari, if your heart's going la-dee-da, I think you should see a doctor. Shouldn't you? I'm worried about Becky Hill.
You're already saying dad jokes, mate.
That's
living
right.
That Papa Dad's life. Papa Dad's, Papa Ads, whatever.
Get a load of this, Ari. We don't have Uber Eats here, and this is maybe one of the perks of that with the menu logs and the ISO deliveries. And what's the other one? There's another one.
Menu log.
DoorDash. We got that one here too. But no Uber Eats, and maybe this is one of the perks, because women have been sharing the desperate measures they take to avoid unwanted attention from male delivery drivers after a nurse was allegedly harassed by an Uber Eats driver. After completing a 12-hour shift in an emergency ward, this British lady, Justine, ordered a McDonald's breakfast from the food delivery app. When the driver arrived at her home, Justine revealed in a TikTok video she was forced to entertain him for a while because he was talking too much.
I just finished a 12-and-a-half-hour shift, so I ordered McDonald's breakfast. My Uber Eats driver, he starts talking too much, so I was like, I need to go to sleep, I'm going back in. Bye, thank you so much, bye. Messages me on the app. You know when you go to rate your experience to close it? Man starts ringing me on my mobile. Not only does this man have my mobile number now, he has my address.
Yeah, so obviously with those other food delivery services, you don't have, I don't think, because I never use apps for anything. They probably have app
because
versions.
You're an old man.
I use the web browser.
You're an old man.
But I don't think actually the driver does get your number, don't they? Because they have to call you if you don't answer the doors. This
How
is the danger of all of them.
How do they not have your address when they need
they
to deliver it?
But yeah, he was like texting her, and apparently he said, he asked her if she was single, married, or have a boyfriend.
Surely you won't have a job after asking those questions.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You can, you've also got their information. You can report
them. Yeah, exactly.
I have a friend who was delivered by a person named Navjot, and she found him on Facebook and added him, and then he started sliding into her DMs. So that was sort of, she caused that. She thought it'd be funny to add him on Facebook.
That's your own doing.
I know.
If you go out and source their socials, that is your own doing.
And she used to, send me messages with updates about Navjot, and, Navjot slid into me DMs, was sending selfies of just him with his car and stuff. But I don't think Navjot had any idea that she was a girl that he'd delivered to. I think he just thought that she was some random girl that added him.
And there's that as well. Like, you'd delivered to a whole heap of different places and you wouldn't remember.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've realised now that this isn't just a danger with Uber Eats. All of them have your number, don't they?
If you want to order pizzas, same thing.
Yeah.
They've got your number. They've got your address.
Yeah.
We've been ordering pizzas from the start of time.
Yeah, I know.
For a very long time.
Yeah. That's a dangerous world. I'm scared.
Just tell them a different address and then just meet them on the corner.
Mm. Well, apparently she went on to say he kept calling me from different mobile numbers as well, lingering outside her flat. So this was extra bad. This was like, she probably did report him and then he's got other numbers and he's just hanging around outside her flat. That's so bad.
That's not good. That's not good at all, is it?
Mm.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Everybody but your dog, you can all get lost.
You hear that, Ari? Everybody except your dog can all get lost, eh? Dog news. Good on you, Gail. I think Gail would like dog news.
I think she would too.
All right, a builder and a private kickboxer. Peter Antonio says his latest invention is the first in the world of its kind, he reckons. He said dog fender is a defence system for our pets. It defends the dog's most vulnerable area, its throat. Once an attacking dog has your dog by the neck and it sinks its teeth in, it's not got much of a chance, but having dog fender will eliminate that instantly.
What's dog fender?
Well, users of the invention are equipped with a remote control that allows them to activate the collar if they feel their dog is under threat. Once it's activated, the collar emits a short static shock if sudden pressure is applied. Now, Mr. Antonio added that the shock is enough to surprise an attacking dog, but not enough to cause any actual harm. He said it's a 1.7-volt battery, and the shock really is no worse than what you get from, like, a staticky jumper or something.
Mm-hmm.
The shock is not emitted from the brushing up against the collar, only if a sudden force is applied. After a short time, the collar will go back into standby mode in case the owner forgets to turn it back off. Sort of like some kind of smart defence collar as well. Mr. Antonio's venture into dog defence began 3 years ago on an otherwise normal Sunday afternoon walking his dog Murphy when an unfamiliar dog viciously and brutally attacked his pet. Murphy was lifeless on the floor, covered in blood. He took him to the vet and he was in a very bad way. He sat with him for 4 or 5 days. He was so angry, and that's when he decided it would never happen again. So Mr. Antonio took to his shed and, using a few bits and pieces of electronics and wiring that he had, he created what would become the first prototype of the dog Fender. He said 6 months later, Murphy had recovered, thank God, but he was still showing signs of trauma. Eventually, he found the courage to go out, but unbelievably, he was attacked again. This time, however, it was different because Mr. Antonio, he said, "I panicked at first, but then I remembered the collar. I pressed the button. When the dog went to bite Murphy, he suddenly screeched and ran off. Murphy was just looking at me, sort of like, what just happened? And then I thought, my God, this actually might have just saved my dog's life." 3 years later, and Mr. Antonio has refined his invention and had it tested by professional dog walkers. He said that he was in talks with American police as well for their dogs, and plans for the collar to become commercially available by April. There you go. All's well that ends well. His dog's all right, thanks to his collar, and might see these on the market for Santi.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It's time to play Word Sanger. Theo is going to give you two words. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle of the sandwich, then give us a call on 1300 655 922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
All right, our supreme gentleman word machine is in. Theo, what do you got for us?
Your words for today are power and game.
Power, something, something, game, Ari. Power, something, something, game.
What could it be?
1-300-655-922 if you know.
Power, something, something, game.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Becky from Burnie is on to play Word Sanger today. Becky, Theo will give you the words again.
Your words for today are power and game.
What do you think goes in the middle, Becky?
Is it board?
Border.
Board. As in game. What, board game? Cowboard?
It's not sorry.
It's not sorry.
Bugger.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Becky.
Thank you. Bye.
Matt from Burnie is on to play Word Sanger. Here's your words, Matt.
Your words for today are power and game.
What do you think, Matt?
Board?
No.
Is that board with a D at the end?
Yep.
It's not sorry, Matt. Thanks for playing.
Alright, no worries.
See ya.
Bethany from Devonport, here's your words.
Your words for today are power and game.
What do you think goes in the middle?
Station.
It's not station.
No, sorry. Have a wonderful day. Okay.
You too.
Bye. Benji from South Sprayton is on. I'll give you a couple of clues. It's not board and it's not, what was the other ones? Station.
Yeah,
it's not board or it's not station. All right, here's your words.
Your words for today are power and game.
All right, Benji, what do you think?
Is it ball?
The word for my sanger is ball. Powerball. Ball game.
He's done it. Go, Benji!
Go, Benji!
Woo!
Go, Benji. Go, Benji. You've done it. You're in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Thank you.
More than welcome. Hang there and we'll grab the details.
Friday, Wise, showcasing local talent on the Northwest Coast.
All right, CFM's live and local, Ari. We have back with us Simon Astley. He's going to premiere a new song. It's not even out yet, Ari.
I feel so privileged. We get to hear it first.
Morning, Simon.
How are you? Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Thanks for debuting your song with us. Before we get to the song, one of your songs was used at the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. Is that right?
Yes, right. Yeah.
How did that happen?
Just through the UK label, basically. I first went to the UK for a bit of a holiday and a bit of a sniff around to see what it was about, and then Yeah, did some recording there and was lucky enough to have a UK label that were interested in me, and it kind of went from there. They do a lot for me over there, which is great. So they kind of, worked it all out and went from there.
Yeah, that must have been exciting. So you're from Don. Are you still here on the northwest coast?
I am still here, yeah. So I moved back from the mainland about 5 or 6 years ago, so I've been in Australia for a while, yeah.
Nice. And this song we're going to hear, Sunset Avenue, this was produced in LA. How did that work?
Again, through the label, I've recorded in the UK before with a producer, and I enjoyed the experience, and I wanted to, with this song, I felt was something special. I wanted to try recording that in the US as well. So we kind of sourced a producer over there, and it went from there, and but it was all done through sending files and things like that due to COVID. But good experience, and happy with the outcome.
How exciting.
He's all over the world, but he's still here with us.
I know, still because...
Well, how good's Tassie, though? You can't leave Tassie.
Exactly.
On that note, too, do you think the coast is better than Lonnie, or do you think Lonnie is better than the coast?
Is there anyone from Launceston listening? I don't know.
No.
Anyway, Devonport's the best.
Yeah, see?
All the way. All this area, the northwest, I think. I mean, it's great parts everywhere in Tassie, but I think... we've got it. We're right at the top too. You know, Devonport's positioned right at the top of Tassie. You know, so
we're in the best spot.
Yeah,
best I'm spot glad ever. You're on our side.
Yeah, the reason she's asking is because that website, What If, they voted the best Aussie town as Lonnie, and we're a bit like, what about the coast?
No, Devonport's better.
Yes, yeah, thank sure. you.
Hey,
represent
higher up in the alphabet too. Lower in the
afternoon. Yeah.
So many reasons.
Sure.
So many reasons that we're way cooler.
Exactly.
Now, this single, Sunset Avenue, is this part of a bigger project, like an album, or is this a standalone single?
Well, yeah, I've been always toying with doing an album. I kind of enjoy releasing singles and just releasing songs more often, I suppose, doing the single thing, whereas an album always takes a bit longer to organise. So I've got enough songs to put an album out, so that's kind of the plan. I'll be able to release, let people know about that soon. But at the moment, got this single, and then who knows what's coming up. But we're just kind of taking each song as it comes and, enjoying it.
Do you have any gigs planned on the coast, or where's your favourite place to play on the coast?
I don't have anything locked in as yet, but I will be starting to do that. I think I've just been concentrating on getting songs recorded, and I've had quite a few songs in the drawers for a long time, and I'm just kind of starting to rework on older songs, and I've done a little bit of writing, but just trying to get songs out there and to the people, keep people happy, and so...
Fantastic. Any particular favourite venue on the coast that you like to play?
I love Pub Rock Diner. That's mate Trevor there as well. Yeah, I like hanging there. I like Prickly Mo, which is actually open again now, which is cool.
Oh.
So
Larry loves that one.
Yes. So stoked it's back open.
And I've got a Prickly Mo. I've got a prickly beard, so I'll fit in well.
Yeah.
Prickly Mo.
You could be the mascot, Simon.
Yeah, I could.
The logo, a little cartoon Simon there on the building.
Never know. I enjoy it. There's a lot of good venues. I mean, Tassie's and the Northwest Coast, number one again. We've got lots of good venues up here and places to go, so it's good.
Yeah, even more reasons right there. There you go.
Exactly.
So this song, Sunset Avenue, thanks for debuting it with us. It's out the 28th of February, so you can hear it here right now, and then you can hear it on the 28th. Where can people go to hear it?
It'll be on YouTube, also on Spotify, iTunes, all the digital things, and so it'll be out on the 28th, so that'll be tomorrow. So exciting.
Thanks for debuting it with us.
Everyone enjoys it.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us, yeah.
Thanks for debuting it with us, Simon. Thanks for being with us. And here it is, Sunset Avenue, the new single, not even out yet, from Simon Astley.
Sunset Avenue on the outskirts of town.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. We're going to check in with Takesha of the CFM Street Team in just a sec. So if you want to get down there now, where is she?
Dixon's Pharmacy.
Playing Would You Rather. So we'll check in with her after our boys from Shouse. CFM's Adam and Ari.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Hey, this is Ed from Shout. You're listening to CFM.
Road it up with the coast's best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
She's not connected. She doesn't trust me enough to connect during the song because she thinks I'll record her singing. So we're just going to stand by and wait for her to connect. I trust her. Should I not trust her?
Oh.
She's not connected.
Well, even if she's not connected, we know where she is. She's out and about at Dixon's Pharmacy playing Would You Rather.
We've got her.
Good morning.
Takeesh, what up?
Hello, how's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just out of Dixon's Pharmacy and I was meeting a top fan apparently. Had to take a selfie. Got to do what you got to do.
Top fan? Top fan. Who's the top fan?
Oh, I can't remember. What is your name? Zach from Guns Plains. There you go.
Oh,
sing
Zach!
It up.
Hey, Zach.
Oh, he's loving it. And we played a nice game of Would You Rather. So I do have a question for you guys.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Because Zach's already answered it. Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
I think a coma. Because jail wouldn't be pleasant, but coma, you wake up.
And I'm also going to say coma because I feel like getting a job after being in prison for 5 years could be harder than coming out of a coma.
Yeah. You'd get a job in radio easy. Think of the content.
Think of the content.
You relearning.
I guess you would have.
You relearning what's happened the last 10 years on air with the listeners.
I think I would go that. But both horrible options.
I love them both.
That was a very sensible answer from both of you. Boo. I've got another one for you.
Were you trying to bait us?
Of course I am. Would you rather be forced to sing along or dance to every song that you hear?
Sing. Both. Dancing would be more tiring, wouldn't it?
Dance.
Always
for
dancing.
Sure. Both.
Nah,
that's
sing.
Not hard.
Sing.
Either or, it doesn't matter.
Sing.
Do both anyway.
Sing.
I'd rather sing.
Yeah.
Definitely sing.
Yeah.
But I've got donuts this morning, and I've got bread, and I've got stickers. So come on down, play a good old game of Would You Rather with me. I'm at Dixon's Pharmacy in Wynyard in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman, Bernie Electrical.
Good on you, Takeesha. We got the birthday book next.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Birthday shout-out submitted through the website cfmtaz.com.au through our birthday book. So they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. We'll announce the winner today too because it's prize-giving Friday. Who we got, Ariel?
Matilda Fuller from Devonport. We want to wish you the best of birthdays, Matilda Ann, sending big hugs from the top of Australia all the way to you. All our love, Uncle Nish, Auntie Erin, Elakai and Naya Lily.
Hermione Kelly from Railton, welcome to the teen scene. Big happy 13th birthday, Hermione. Enjoy your day. Love, Nan and Pop.
Roxy from Burnie, happy 30th birthday, Auntie Suka. Hope you have a great day. Love from Delilah.
Matilda Ann Fuller from Ambleside, the best of wishes for a very happy 7th birthday, Matilda Ann Fuller, for Saturday 26th. Enjoy your special birthday party with all your family and friends. Big hugs, much love, Nana Jackie.
Xavier from Devonport, happy 9th birthday. We hope you have a fantastic day. Lots of love, Mum, Zalia and Bailey.
I don't know if this is real, but it's Joe Mama from Burnie. Happy birthday to Joe Mama. Just a reminder, I left the money on the fridge and thanks for doing my laundry.
Another one from Xavier from East Devonport to our gorgeous Xavier, wishing you the happiest of birthdays. You are so beautiful. I think you have the best manners ever for a 9-year-old. I'm so proud to call you my grandson. You are so loving and caring. I love you zillions and always. Nana Lily, I guess now you're all grown up. I guess it better be Nan. Lol.
And another one for Xavier Dewis from East Devonport. Dear Xavier, happy birthday, matey. Hope you have a great day. Lots of love from Uncle Dan, Megan, Zane and family.
And Nate Hall from Flowerdale. A little mate, Nate, is 8. Happy birthday, Nate. Have the best day. Lots of love. Mum, Dad, Connor, Logan and Piper.
Remember cfmtaz.com.au to submit your birthday shout-outs through the CFM birthday book. This is Ed Sheeran, Adam and Ari morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
We've got a shout-out. Becky wants to give a shout-out to her mum and dogs at Forest.
Oh, mum and dogs at Forest. Hey, here's your shout-out. Shouting you out.
There. Done.
All right, coming up, we have Chorus Kings, and we're going to be talking to Casey Barnes as well. His brand new album is out today. It's called Light It Up.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Are you ready to sing it? Call us right now, 1300 655 922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local, just like us.
And it's Prize Giving Friday today, so we'll let you know if you've been crowned the winner of Chorus Kings for the week as well. All right, going to give you a line of a song. You give us the next line. It's as simple as that. Phone number 1300 655 922. Here's the line. And then
ooh,
what?
Ooh, what comes after that?
And then what?
Go again.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. Told you I'd change even when I knew I never could.
Oh! And
we're going,
then what?
1-300-655-922. We're going to the lines.
Hello, who are we speaking with?
Craig.
What? Craig.
Craig, all right. I'll give you the line, Craig, and you take it from there for us, okay?
Go, Craig.
Need you to stay, stay.
Oh, there's a line before that, I'm afraid.
There's one line before it. So sorry, Craig.
Thanks, mate. Hello, CFM, who's this?
Hello, CFM, who's this?
Hello, it's Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Okay, we're going to play the little snippet of the chorus. There is a line before. I need you to stay. So we're looking for that line.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, yep, no worries.
Go.
Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, I need you to stay.
Yes, she's done it.
Go, Jessica.
Go, Jessica. You're in the draw.
Thank you.
Hang there and we'll grab your details.
No worries.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're very excited to have back with us Casey Barnes. His brand new album, Light It Up, is lighting it up today. It's out officially today.
It is out today. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, more than welcome to come on the show anytime you like, especially on a day like today.
It's a big day. Holy moly. 2 years in the making and, the album's finally out there today, and couldn't think of anywhere better to launch it than tonight at the fourth pub, and it's going to be a big celebration. We can't wait.
It's so exciting. So do you feel nervous coming back to your hometown, you know, the first place you've ever performed, to give the coast what they want, really?
Yeah, I think more excited, you know. I'm just so glad we got to do this, because I know when we sat down and, you know, planned out the tour and where we wanted to launch the album, you know, we could have done it up here in Queensland, or we could have done it in Tamworth, or a bunch of different places. And I sort of said to my team and my manager, I said, I'd love to do it in Tassie. And I sort of told the story about, you know, where it all started on the northwest coast, and felt right, and we made the call. And yeah, it's been an amazing response, and it just feels like a full circle moment to sort of come back to where it started. So we're pretty excited.
The whole coast is very excited. I mean, selling out in 3 days, might I add. But not only that, I'm going out to dinners and hang out with friends. It's literally the talk of the town. Like, everyone's like, are you going? I'm like, oh, Flayers, you know it.
Yeah, it's a total spin out, because, like, when I was a kid growing up, we used to listen to you guys. Well, you know, that was, I think it was like 7AD back in the day when I was a kid. You know, would have blown me away to think that one day my stuff's going to get played on the radio. I just would have never have dreamt of it. And I remember, like, my sister and I used to record our own pretend radio shows on tape and pretend we were, like, the announcers on air and stuff. And so it's sort of like, that's a spin out that it's sort of come to this point. But I guess, yeah, very grateful.
That's awesome. So awesome. A lot of people that end up in radio start out that way, Casey. So if you hadn't been a musician, maybe you would have ended up here doing what we're doing.
Oh, mate, I would have loved that. It would have been great fun.
On the note of family as well, like, you don't really seem to have a break from now all the way through to June. How do you juggle touring life and family?
Oh, it's I've got a very supportive, you know, family. My wife and kids are always, you know, they've always sort of got my back, and it's nice that it sort of comes in ebbs and flows. So there'll be, you know, obviously we've had a pretty quiet period over the last 12 months, so they're probably ready to get rid of me now. So it's not too bad, but I get to come home through the week, and then we'll sort of, you know, fly out to the next destination on a Friday and then come back on a Sunday. So it's not too bad, but they're very, very supportive.
Yeah, nice. And you've got a few Queensland dates. Do they come to any of those, follow you around at all, or they stay home?
No, they'll come along. You know, generally the ones that are close to home. Even actually, we played at a big festival up here on the Gold Coast towards the end of last year, and it's a pretty cool moment because my wife is a singer as well, and we got her on stage for the whole show, and my little 8-year-old girl actually got up and sang a whole song with me on stage. So that was pretty awesome. We don't get to do that very often.
So beautiful.
That's brilliant, and what a great thing to see as an audience member as well. Nice little moment like that. Other than those two, you've played alongside Mariah Carey as well and Lady Antebellum and Bryan Adams. Do you have a favourite artist that you've ever collaborated with or performed with?
I reckon, all of those were amazing opportunities, but I think I'll always remember Bryan Adams because it was the very first big break that I got in music, and it was for A Day on the Green, which the big winery gigs that go around Australia. Yeah. And he was just an amazing guy, and like, I remember, actually, we were living in Turner's Beach way back in, you know, when I was going through high school, and my first ever CD I got for Christmas was Bryan Adams' Greatest Hit. So it was just one of those cool moments where I'd learnt all the songs, and I'd always loved him as an artist, and then to get to, you know, tour with him and open for him was, a bit of a dream come true. So that one's pretty special.
Yeah, and so when it's someone that you look up to and that is an influence, do you find it hard to sort of treat them like a band member and like almost like an equal, or are you starstruck when you're working with them?
I think you just try and treat them like another person, and I think sometimes with, you know, really big celebrities, they appreciate the fact that you can be down to earth and real, and because at the end of the day, we're all human beings, and you know, it's I think they appreciate that, you know, staying grounded, and I think that's the way to go about it, and it seems to work.
And are there any plans after the Australian tour to take it international? I know you've got a bit of a connection with the US.
Definitely, we that's probably the sad thing, is because I guess over the last couple of years I would have been over and back to the States at least, you know, another two or three times, and we've just signed with a, you know, a big booking agency out of Nashville, and we would have been doing a lot of stuff, and I'd gone out and spent like $20,000 on an O-1 visa to be able to work in America, and it's just been sitting there. So so we're keen to get back there, and definitely on the cards, so I'd say for the middle of the year.
Yeah, cool. So the album's out today, Light It Up, it's called. Other than the singles that we've heard before, Come Turn Me On, God Took His Time On You, and Get to Know You, is there one, like, album track that you're particularly proud of that people should check out next?
Oh, that's a good question. There's a few little dark horses on the album. There's another track called Small Town, which I think's one of my favourites. And then the title track off the album is called Light It Up, and it's the sort of song that, I guess, if you're driving down the Bass Highway and legally at the right speed limit, and you want to crank it to 10 on the volume, and just, it's one of those driving songs. It's a really cool track, and we're actually going to be playing it for the very first time live tonight at the Fourth Pub. So
nice.
So that's another little ripper. But I think we were saying off air too, we're setting out a challenge to everyone on the Northwest Coast. If you're listening, we want to see if we can get the album to debut at number one on the ARIA chart. So we need your help to go out and grab a copy. You can do it online. You can go into your local Sanity store. You can grab it off my website. We're actually even doing a small run of vinyl because a few fans were saying, you know, we'd love to get a copy of the album on vinyl. So we're trying to get it to number one, and we sort of need your help to do it.
Yes, it's awesome. Band together. Come on, Coast. Come
we can
on.
Do it. We sold that gig out in no time. We can get him to number one.
Exactly.
Yes, that would be amazing. That would be the icing on the cake. But yeah, either way, we cannot wait to see everyone tonight. It's going to be a big celebration, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, thanks so much, Casey. And enjoy the tour. Enjoy tonight. And go get his album, Casey Barnes, Light It Up. It's out today. Cheers, Casey.
Thanks, Casey.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Hey, congrats if you didn't win last night's lotto, though.
Why?
Well, there's a story I've got up here that says apparently most lotto winners actually go broke within a couple of years. According to Adele Martin, a certified financial planner, he said in a podcast called I've Got News For You, that's because, you know, if they're not good at managing $100,000, mm-hmm. you aren't going to magically be better at managing $120 million. It's the same principles, he says, just more zeros. And he delved into some stories on this podcast. He said this Amy McCauley was a bus driver in New York. She won $15 million US dollars, about $20 million of our dollars, in the 90s. After the win, she was approached by friends and family members asking for money. In the end, she fell out with two of her brothers. She ditched them, most of her so-called friends, and she moved to a town where no one knew her as well. So everyone, as we were saying earlier, family and friends were calling her up, where's me money? and he went through a few other stories too. So that's on.
Because if you have bad money, if you don't have, sorry, not bad, but if you don't have good money mindset, no matter if you're earning a weekly wage of, like, you know, the average Australian wage, or like winning $120 million, you're still gonna spend to what you have. So if you're spending all your money now, there's going to be no difference.
So we're all, congrats to all of us who didn't win.
If you've got good money mindset, then
we've all still got our friends and family, and we're all happy. So we won in the end, really, you know.
What is it? The journey on the way. What is that saying you say? Oh, come on, ads.
What?
Where the true journey was the friends we made along the way.
Maybe the true Powerball jackpot was the friends and family we kept along the way.
There we go.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Done on a Friday, but we got to dish out some prizes because it's Friday, therefore Prize Giving Friday.
Prize Giving Friday.
All right, what do we got, Ari?
Okay, a huge congratulations to Nicole from Devonport for winning Who Dat.
Nicole, you got a $50 voucher to spend at Mind Games Burnie.
Congratulations. A huge congratulations to little Benji from South Sprayton. Benji has won Word Sanger for the week.
Hey, Benji, you got $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Now, our chorus king for the week, the most favourite game across the coast, is Darred from Devonport. Darred.
Good on you, Darred, if that is your real name. You've won $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics.
And we've also got our birthday book winner, Roxy from Burnie.
Nice one, Roxy. $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport is yours.
Congratulations to you all. Adam, next week we have prizes galore. We have daily two $100 Woolies gift vouchers to give away next week.
Two a day.
Two $100 vouchers to give away each day next week.
That's not enough. What else we got? That's not enough.
I know. Plus, we have got double passes to CFM's Devonport Regatta.
Hey.
Woo!
So join us next week. We're back Monday morning from 6. There's heaps in it for you.
Yeah, there's so much in it for you.
You can get freebies just for listening. So
every single day.
Takesha's got your workday hits next. Bye.
Bye.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
This is the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening.
So welcome to it. Email us. Go to cfmtaz.com.au. Go to shows. Go to contact. There'll be our email addresses there. Send us an email if you want the very first family pass to Don River Railway. It's just a secret something for you.
We've been saying this at the end of a few now. We do get listeners to the on-demands, but one has reached out.
Go to the very end then.
Maybe they do and they just don't want freebies.
Yeah, maybe.
They're humble people.
But it is a family pass, two adults, two children. Don River Railway could be yours.
cfmtaz.com.au, go to the Adam and Ari show page.
No one has emailed yet.
Click contact, and it's yours. See you next week.
I need a wee. Bye.